Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's how it sounded last night. WEEI, Will Fleming with the call. He's back on tonight with Lou and Brooksy. First pitch, 8:08. Pregame coverage starts 7:08 here on WEEI. I will talk to Brad Foe coming up less than a half hour from now. He joins us every Thursday at 11:30. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Tell you how the Red Sox are going to beat the Yankees in Game 3 tonight in just 60 seconds each. You guys can weigh in all day long at 617-779-7937. A couple of texts on New York starter tonight, Keith. Cam Schlittler.
Yeah.
Local guy. Again, if you haven't
Walpole
heard that.
Walpole zone.
He is from Walpole. He did pitch at Northeastern.
Yep, I heard that.
Someone texted in, and we can't fact check this.
Okay.
But they said BS that his whole family has ditched the Red Sox.
Yeah, there's no chance.
I work with his dad. He's still a Red Sox fan. So again, his dad, this is according to Wikipedia, which I never question, is the chief of police in Needham. The other thing that I meant to bring up, and I forgot to bring it up, but a texter points it out, is he's from Walpole, but he's like, yeah, well, I'm from Boston. Did he say that in that clip? I'm a I'm a Boston guy.
No.
It's like, well.
Well, it's like when you're on vacation and you don't know the people and they're like, oh, where are you from? And you're like, just to make it simple, you're like, I'm from Boston. And then they're like, oh, I'm also from Boston.
Again, obviously growing up in Boston.
Growing up in Boston?
You're a Walpole.
Yeah, who you are, Kent?
You live in Walpole.
Seriously, what are you talking about? You grew up in Walpole.
Right. Because then you get there, you're like, oh, you actually know Massachusetts? Yeah, no, I'm like from 20 minutes away or 30 minutes away, or in this case,
Walpole?
What, 40 minutes
Walpole's
away?
Walpole's not even close. What are you talking about?
No, I know that. But say you always have that conversation, because if somebody's from like Detroit and you're like, yeah, I'm from Boston, you're probably both lying. Neither one of you are actually from those cities. But you're from the area.
You're like, yeah, but where are you actually from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually from this suburb.
Oh, you do know the area?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Right, well, you're talking to Boston media,
right.
Red Sox fans.
Yeah,
from Boston. Your whole family knows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
a Boston guy, born and bred.
I could see the garden from my house.
Huge Pizzeria Regina guy.
No, you couldn't. Like, you're closer to Foxborough.
Seriously? About,
yeah.
Walpole. Yeah, my face. Schlittler. 617-779-7937. Rivalry's back, though, Keith. Add him to the list of hateable Yankees.
Put him on there. Absolutely. It was like when Tanny and Sturts pitched for the Yankees. They're like, oh, he's from Worcester. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Whatever. From the Yankees.
Traitor.
Can't stand him.
Yeah.
You never should have signed with them, Sturts.
No, but I tonight, if they lose, it's going to be brutal.
Oh, my God. I might not come into work tomorrow.
Yankees are favored again. They've been favored in every single individual game.
Buying opportunity?
I think so.
Yeah. Plus 135.
I believe that's what it was.
Yeah, I think
what all these games have been.
Uh-huh. No, yesterday it was plus 155.
Oh, so there you go.
They're somehow have better odds to win tonight than last night with
Bayo. How about that? Well, it's a
Vegas new.
Game 3, anything can happen, Keith.
Oh,
you throw it all out.
All bets are off.
You got
unless
Pedro,
they're on.
Pedro in Game 5, Schilling in Game 6, and anything can happen in Game 3.
That's true.
Is paraphrasing the famous line there.
Yep. In this new format, this new wild format, 3 straight games.
But as brutal as it'll be, how sweet it's going to be to shut up.
Oh.
Jazz Chisholm.
And to drink the tears of the Yankee fans.
I mean, and that stupid reliever last night. What is his name again? What's his first name?
Fernando.
Fernando. Thank
Fernando
you.
Fernando Cruz.
That moron. I mean, celebrating like he did it's game two. You gave up a rocket.
You should have given up the go-ahead run on Yoshida's hit to Jazz Chisholm.
Thank you.
You should have given up that.
The only thing that saved you was the third base coach.
Kyle Hudson.
The dumbass third base coach for the Red Sox, the only thing that saved you.
Yeah, instead of like smashing your chest like you just won the Super Bowl, maybe go over and shake Kyle Hudson's hand and say, thank you. Thank you for making sure I didn't give up a run there.
Also, like, Story hit that thing harder than any Yankees home run in the series.
Oh, it was way deeper than Volpe's homer from the night before. Way further.
I don't care what the stupid StatCast tells me. There's no way that Ben Rice home run was as deep. No. What did they say? 360, Nick?
Yeah, 364.
No chance.
What a ridiculous ballpark.
No chance. That wasn't a home run in Williamsport.
Doug, let's have right field be 200 feet, and then we'll have center field be 450.
You're like, seriously.
What in the world?
So that, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But whatever. They're back. They're hateable. Rivalry fills back to a degree. It'll never be 0-3-0-4.
No, but this is good.
But it's good. I agree.
I'm enjoying this.
Good stuff. Even though last night sucked.
No, that was bad.
Let's get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. EJ is in Eastie. What's up, EJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Jones, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
In your assertion, why would you start Romy Gonzalez over Nick Sogard, given what you've seen this series?
Well, what I've seen this series, there's no reason do it. But what I've seen all year, he actually hits righties okay this year, 280-something. I was just looking it up in the last break. I just feel like he's been a big part of what they've done all year, which is why I would get him in there. And I wouldn't overreact to what we've seen for two games and start Nick Sogard over him, because I think he's a better player who has hit righties this year. So that, in short, that's my answer. But why? Well, you disagree?
Well, I mean, I would just say in a win-or-go-home game, you have to play the hot bat. It's funny. I find baseball people will say that they hate nerds and they hate analytics, and then in the same breath they say, well, you have to look at a 162 over what they've done over the last five. And if you look at what Nick Sogard has done on both sides of the ball, both sides of the diamond over the past two games, he's proven to be way more valuable than Romy Gonzalez, who's done nothing.
Okay, fair. But I'm consistent on this at least, because I think Boone is about to overreact to what he saw last night and make a mistake by not getting his righties in tonight.
He might. I mean, this is one where I think we're literally talking about the guy who's going to hit ninth in the order, right, and play second base. And I'll take Sogard. It's, you know, they've both had six at-bats in the series. Romy's 0-for-6. Sogard has two hits, including that awesome double from the night before where he showed great base running. So I'll take Sogard tonight.
He's going to hit from the left side, though, which worked in game one, did not work last night. And so, yeah, I would go with the veteran in this spot tonight, but I do think I'm in the minority on that. But that's my my logic and my defense of it.
Okay.
Robert is in Burlington. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I have to say, I've been kind of ignoring the Red Sox since they got rid of Mookie Betts, but I started getting interested, and then, of course, I'm all in this week. And I don't even really know all the players too well yet. But I made the observation, too, when they took my call.
Yeah.
One thing I haven't heard anyone mention this morning is the Yankees' defense last night. I believe they had three double plays that ended innings, and they were the crisper, better team on the little things last night. And I think those double plays actually were a factor that I'm not hearing too many people mention.
Yeah, I don't think any of them were too high degree of difficulty.
No, I don't know if they were like flashing the leather. However, to end one-third of the innings on a double play is brutal. Like, that's a lot of double plays that it just goes to show the Sox were getting runners on base. I mean, they had 10 hits and they drew four walks and they barely scraped together three runs. So, like, yeah, the double plays were a killer. I do think, I don't know if he meant it this way, but going into the series, the Yankees were known for being a bad base running team, being sloppy in the field.
Well, Chisholm did screw up a play last night at first base.
Yeah.
Rodon
had the error. Yeah.
Well, true, but I mean, but tag the bait. I mean, get your foot on the bat.
No, I know.
I know he's not a first baseman.
No, but I think, like, there's a chance that tonight something happens with the Yankees in the field.
I agree. If you want to say last night the Yankees were better defensively, I'd tell you they weren't perfect, but they were. I mean, Duran had a bigger screw up. Although this great play that Chisholm made at second base, if the dumb third base coach just waves Eaton home, it's not a great play. It's a run scoring play.
Correct.
So they weren't perfect last night, but they were better than the Red Sox. Who do I trust more defensively tonight? Red Sox.
Yeah. No, same. I would agree with that.
I referenced Justin in D.C., which according to the Schlittler family might as well be Boston. Justin in D.C., hello?
Hey, gentlemen. I think you guys are making a lot of great points. I just think that this isn't second-guessing, and the loss is on Breslow. Because going into the season, we knew this team had two major problems. One, not enough quality starting pitching. And two, an outfield logjam, which in part kept Roman Anthony down. He did not trade Jarren Duran, who was coming off an 8-plus war season, which he will never, ever replicate. that same Jarren Duran, whose demeanor is atrocious for young players to be around, and who's a choke artist. So if we're going to hold Rafael Devers to this culture thing and not being a winning player, we need to look at Jarren Duran and the fact that Breslow kept him on the roster, which kept our superstar in the minor leagues. And I think you guys should discuss this.
Okay, well, Justin, a couple of things. Real quick, if you wanted to trade Duran in the offseason, I wouldn't have hated that. I wouldn't have traded him at the deadline. I would look at trading him again this offseason.
Oh, definitely.
So that's all fair, and I don't think any of that is unfair. What if Duran comes through tonight and the Red Sox, you seem to think the Red Sox are going to lose. What if Duran comes through tonight and they win?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, he will shut me up because I was in Baltimore and I watched him and Rafaela let a fly ball in a critical situation fall between them because Duran's a choker. I think the odds of Jarren Duran coming through in a big situation with 55,000 screaming New Yorkers
trying to get under the skin
is not going to happen.
But I don't necessarily blame Breslow for this because there was a scenario when we saw it for several weeks where Roman Anthony and Jarren Duran were teammates and they were both, you know, Roman Anthony was having a great run and Duran was doing fine. And Roman Anthony even took over the leadoff spot and Duran was hitting a little bit lower. He actually had some power that time. So those guys still could have played. If Roman Anthony was healthy, it's not like he'd be blocked by anybody right now.
But you're not addressing the fact that this team doesn't have a number two or really quality number three starting pitcher for a postseason run.
Of course. They had Lucas Giolito. He got hurt.
They had Giolito who got hurt.
He's not a two or a three.
He had a top 10 ERA in the American League, Justin.
His ERA is 5.5.
He had a top 10 ERA in the American League.
Right, and if you look a little bit more advanced beyond
No, ERA is good. I'm not going to go much further than that. I'm good. I'll look at ERA.
I mean, okay, so if you guys are comfortable, you think the Red Sox, a top five market, should be going into the postseason,
Justin,
with Garrett
Kirk. I wanted another starter. They didn't get another starter,
Justin,
okay?
Justin, look, fine. Let's,
you needed
let's,
to do that Justin, in the offseason.
Justin, hang on. If the the Red Sox should have got a better third
they
starter.
They added Crochet in
is
the offseason.
Is Slade Ciccione a good third starter for the Guardians?
Yeah, I'm sure he's great. Really nice.
Is Jameson Taillon a good third starter for the Cubs? Hang on, I'm not done.
Schlittler?
Is Jameson Taillon a good third starter for the Cubs? What about Schlittler?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of teams have that problem.
The Yankees rotation, I would take the Yankees rotation of Derek Cole,
Cole.
Lucas Heal, the rookie of the year.
I would not take Cole. Yeah.
They don't have Cole.
I'm aware, but they in the offseason, they did. Their rotation
all right,
was
well, the offseason, the Sox had Giolito. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I just look.
I mean, if you want to say like Walker Buehler was a bad signing, I agree. But they did try to address starter. They got the best starter in the American League in Garrett Crochet. Giolito got hurt. Bam had a great season. He had a horrible night, but he had a great season.
Well, as of, I mean, I know how we felt yesterday. I don't know how Justin and DC felt yesterday. I thought the Red Sox had the better number two starter going into last night.
And also, I know this seems crazy.
I would have rather had Bayo than Rodon last night.
I know it's crazy to say this, but there's plenty of examples of teams winning the World Series really on the backs of one or two starters.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy because like we're so used to growing up watching the Braves have like four Cy Young candidates in their rotation, or like the Yankees, or you know, Pedro and Schilling. But look at some of those. There was a year that the Giants won the World Series where Madison Bumgarner was dominant. And then you had 40-year-old Tim Hudson. You had like
Jake
Ryan
PD.
Vogelsong. Those guys had ERAs of like six, but they would always go back to Madison Bumgarner. The Rangers a couple of years ago, it was a two-man rotation basically, and Eovaldi and Montgomery, and they were able to win it.
Jordan Montgomery was that team's number two.
Yeah. And Eovaldi, who we all like, but Eovaldi was the ace. Like, how many Cy Youngs has he won?
Eovaldi's great. But, yeah, I don't...
I'm not putting last night's loss on Breslow.
Me neither.
I know you're not. You never will.
No, but, like, but last night wasn't about their talent, I don't think.
No, it was about their third base coach.
It was about their third base coach, and Rafaela can't bunt, and Cora doesn't know when to get Whitlock out of the game, and Duran's going to catch a pop-up. Like, right, I don't think that's about their talent.
To his point about Durant.
No, that was the best point he made the whole thing.
Okay.
I'll grant him that.
And watching him last night, like now that he went from a 2024 season where he was an electric factory at the plate. He would get up there, he would everything was a double.
Everything he said about Durant was fair. Unless Durant comes through tonight, I think he's gonna.
I hope you're right. But if he's quiet tonight, I think not only will he be traded in the offseason, I don't think anybody will miss him. I think it's ended so poorly for him where he's dropping fly balls. He's not coming up with hits. He's not even a leadoff hitter. Like it almost felt like, all right, he's your next, Ellsbury, Damon, Crisp. And now he's not even a leadoff hitter. I would lead him off tonight.
That's what I was just saying.
I would too. But I'm saying, like, if Roman Anthony's back next year, isn't he probably leading off?
I see what you're saying.
So, he doesn't even have that spot. He's not good enough in the field. He's another lefty bat. And it's like, all right, I appreciate how good you were in 2024. You had a disappointing season this year, but you can make up for it in the playoffs, and so far he has not.
The fact that the Devers people still are just out in full force and just keep moving the goalpost, it's like,
forget Devers.
Oh, they won't make the playoffs. Well, they did.
Yep.
Oh, they won't beat the Yankees. What if they do?
Might.
Like,
yeah,
it's like,
might.
Are you still going to call next round about Devers?
Yeah.
They don't miss Rafael Devers.
Now, Devers is killing it right now for the, he sunk them like a
stone.
Well,
just add Devers to this team, they'd be in the playoffs. Not last year. Not the year before that. They weren't playing like it with Devers this year. Like, take the knee. Bend the knee on the Devers take. He might be right about Duran. Let's see. I think Duran's going to come through tonight. He thinks he won't. He thinks he's a choker. Let's see.
Yeah.
Call in tomorrow. If you're right about Duran, call back in tomorrow.
Oh, it's a huge game for him.
Devers,
it could be his last game.
The Devers thing, you honestly sound dumb at this point in time. You said last week you didn't think they'd make the playoffs. They did. They're here. They might advance around in the playoffs. And we're still hung up on Devers. They won that one. That one's over. 617-779-7937. Tim is in Sunderland. Basically downtown Boston. Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to comment about the starting pitching tonight. I know they're both rookies, but I think that Cam Schlittler has a little bit more pressure on him tonight than Connelly Early, because in order for him to excel, he has to extend how many innings he can go so the Yankees' bullpen can go less. But I don't really think that's kind of his game.
I understand the point.
There's more pressure simply because he has worse guys behind him.
Right. Once you get to the bullpen, not last night, but I do think it's advantage Red Sox. So I see the point. I think that can change over the course of the game. I would honestly say going into the start, there's more pressure on Early. He's on the road. But
that's why I think I might flip it. I think there's more pressure. They are favored in the game. They are at home.
I think to start, that's going to be a lot on Early. I think if he settles in for an inning or two, I do think that'll flip to Schlittler. But I think at the start of the game, if I had to pick one, I think there's a little more pressure on Connelly Early. He's pitched less. I mean, he's barely pitched. He's the first guy doing what he's doing, which I guess you could say is a way to say, hey, it's all gravy, except it's not. You got 25 other guys on the team looking at you who aren't looking at that like, hey, good season for you, kid.
Yeah, right.
They want to advance.
So Early is making his fifth career start, if you will, right? Four regular season starts, and now this one. So a little bit more experience for Schlittler, who is made, 14 starts?
Yeah.
In his last one out, he went seven innings. And looking at just sort of his overall totals, He had a bunch of games where they let him throw 90 pitches. His career high is 100 even.
And he's pretty balanced against righties and lefties, by the way. His splits, yeah. I mean, he's faced way more lefties, believe it or not. But his splits are pretty even. So teams have tried to stack lefties against him, and they really haven't hit him.
Okay. All right. He's given up 8 home runs. Something to note.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up earlier, Keith.
Yeah, please.
Because I think the most hateable guy on the Yankees right now is Fernando Cruz.
Yeah.
I think. Just given that little celebration last night.
I think he leaped to the top of the power rankings after that performance.
I had hardly ever even heard. I kind of remember him from a couple of the regular
season
games.
I had to look it up. I was like, who's that guy? Before I tweet about him angrily, I got to double check.
Now, hang on. I also, Jazz Chisholm to me, yeah. I kind of like, but then I watch him against the in a Yankee uniform against the Red Sox in a playoff game, and I'm like, ugh.
There has never been a called strike on him that he has ever agreed with.
Yeah, it's like Paul O'Neill. If Jazz Chisholm was on the Red Sox, we'd all like him, but
I want to know if Jazz Chisholm wins over Keefe, specifically,
okay.
When asked after the game how he relieves stress after a game, Keefe. Now,
no, not what you're thinking.
There's a lot of different ways this could go, but how does Jazz Chisholm release stress after a game?
How did you get over that, though? Was it home last night, or what helped you get through that?
I played MLB The Show, and I mercy rule someone. That's how I get my stress off.
I've got to ask you, which team did you play with last night in MLB The Show? And what was the score?
It's called the New York Aliens. It's my own personal made team. It got me, Ken Griffey Jr. on it. Jimmy Rollins. I mean, it's kind of a cheat code, but, you know, we're playing online, having fun, but it's a lot of fun.
Can I just tell you?
The score was 12-1.
Oh, sorry. Mercy ruled him. Can I just tell
you? New York Aliens.
Let me just tell you. Ken Griffey Jr. might be a cheat code.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, Jimmy Rollins.
It's fine.
I don't know that that's a cheat code.
Jimmy Rollins had some good years,
J-Roll was a nice player, Keith. Good for a random baseball player, but he's well, we got me and J-Roll and Griffey.
Was Jazz playing second base, I assume, there? So Jimmy Rollins playing short. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's I do like that answer.
I liked it too.
Can you imagine though?
Like, I wish I didn't see it because I wanted to hate Chisholm more today, but then I heard that and I was like, okay, he's not.
Can you imagine just being like logging into your MLB The Show late at night, you know, you're a kid or you're whatever. You're just an adult. You're just like, I'm gonna play, have a couple beers and play MLB The Show. You sign in, you're playing up, you're like the New York Aliens. Like, all right. And then you're like
Griffey, Jimmy
and
Rollins,
then on the headset,
Jazz Chisholm.
On the headset, yeah. You're like,
you don't
Jazz
even need
Chisholm.
The headset, because if you're an actual MLB player in MLB The Show, they give you a card that's like the real.
Wait,
and
really?
It's a 99. It's like, yeah, it's that's why he's on his team.
So then he's like, how is Jazz Chisholm this good? He's like, I am Jazz Chisholm. Then you're like yelling at him. You're like, there's no way you're Jazz Chisholm. You'd never believe you're actually playing against Jazz Chisholm while you're sitting home playing MLB The Show. But who knows? So that's a good lesson out there for everybody. If you're playing that game and you square off against the New York Aliens, there's a good chance you're taking on Jazz Chisholm.
I think we all know.
Sounds like he's a good player, too.
I think we all know who you're getting. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. By the way, Twitch chat says Jones very quiet about Bregman being washed. Bregman is hitting 429.
He's not.
An 1100 OPS in this series.
Yeah, I would not say he's washed. I would say he's obviously slow.
He can't move. Anytime he's off the bat on the infield, I'm like, well, he's out by 5 steps.
He's Kirk Gibson, but Kirk Gibson had a big home run, so I feel like Bregman can at least. I still
Bregman
feel okay with him at the plate.
Bregman gave you an insurance run in game one. What are you talking about?
He's not washed. He's just slow.
He had a bad September. He's hitting over 400 in this series, and he's fielding everything. What are you talking about?
All right, outs for Connelly early, over, under. This can't be right.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, too.
What is it?
8.5.
Bayo last night was like 13 and change is what Terp said. So they were expecting less than 5 out of Bayo.
It is pretty weighted. It's minus 173 for over, plus 130 for under.
Does he get through three? Yes.
3 innings?
Yes.
Especially yeah, I think so.
Especially because Boone's going to be an idiot and get all his lefties in tonight. So, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.